The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is Thursday morning. Joining us right now, the mayor of Sarnia, Ontario, Mike Bradley. Mayor Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I was just thinking, Mike, it used to be years ago, we'd talk three or four times a year, usually around Canada Day and Christmas time, year end, and, talk about what's going on in Sarnia Lambton, what's going on here. We've had some really interesting conversations about interesting things over the last 5 years, haven't we?
We certainly have. I've always enjoyed it. Always enjoyed the dialogue and, being able to tell people what's going on this side of the river.
And it there's just been so much going on. Most notably recently, you proposed to City Council in Sarnia removing all American flags from city property. What's the status of that and a little reasoning behind it?
Well, the reasoning behind it was first raised by citizens in Sarnia. I hope no one takes offense, saying, why are we flying the American flag on municipal buildings where we're about to lose a lot of jobs? And that's actually happening right now because of the tariff issue. But what I did is I held off 2 months. I kept on, and I work with a lot of different groups. I work with a group of American mayors, Canadian mayors. There's about three different groups right now. And I waited. I waited 60 days to see if things were getting better, and they weren't getting better. But what happened last Friday, it was supposed to go to council last Monday, I withdrew it when I saw that the president and the prime minister, the new prime minister, had talked, and they were looking right after the election. We're in an election right now that's scheduled for April 28th, to wait till after that to see how they do. And so I've withdrawn the motion. That does not mean I will not bring it back. And I should point out, Paul, that under the strong mayor powers in Ontario, I have the right to order those flags down without any discussion. And I chose to take it to City Council because I thought it should be a City Council vote. But I pulled it back. I had a lot of strong support from across the country. I even had support from Michigan. I also had the others that said, don't tamper with the relationship. And I have to be honest, it used to be we were friends, now we're neighbors. And even today, they're just announcing a major shutdown of an auto plant in Windsor for at least 2 weeks, and then there's more to come because of the impact of the tariffs.
A new round of tariffs announced yesterday at the White House. Noticeably, Canada was not listed among the countries being tariffed. Do you sense that there might be some negotiation going on and maybe a little bit of, an easing of this, for lack of a better term, anti-Canada sentiment coming from Washington?
Well, it is. You're always trying to figure out what does this mean. But keep in mind that the other 25% tariff was already being implemented, so we already had that to deal with, the auto sector. And the auto sector creates 1 in 7 jobs in Ontario. And the average car, they say, goes back and forth 6 or 7 times between Ontario and Michigan before it becomes a product. So that sector is incredibly to us. But I am unfortunately hearing even overnight about possible serious job losses in this region. So it's not being alarmist. We're now seeing the impact of tariffs. What the tariffs have done, though, around the world, whether it be Britain or Australia or you name it, they've come together in opposition to the American tariffs. So it's not a good situation for America in the long term. And the chaos, and I suspect I'm doing Bloomberg News at 8:30 this morning, I suspect when the stock market opens in Canada and the United States, it is going to plunge. It was plunging last night. I suspect today it's going to really hit hard.
We've always enjoyed this great relationship, the U.S. and Canada. I was listening to an interview with Doug Ford last night where, he indicated that, maybe the two countries can join forces, not as a 51st state, but, as two, individual nations, but partnered. And I'm wildly paraphrasing what he said, but the sentiment that I got from what he was saying was that, maybe we can find that we are stronger together than against each other.
Well, that's an optimistic outlook. I think after this federal election's over at the end of April, that's when we'll find out what's really going to happen. And what's been happening, too, now we're hearing about other sectors, not just auto, pharmaceuticals, potash, all these other sectors. They're very important to Canadians because there are exports being targeted, too. And so I can tell you, sadly, that what's happening now, and perhaps that's what's behind the tariffs, is that the opportunity of investment in Canada right now is limited because they're worried the companies coming in here or the companies here who are multinational are saying, well, we don't want to take this risk over 4 years. Because the original agreement is still in place that was negotiated by President Trump and others a number of years ago. That seemed to be left untouched yesterday. But who knows? It's a merry-go-round of trying to figure out, okay, what's next? And it's really stifling. The anxiety with individuals, I've never seen this before. The anxiety and the number of people who will not go to the U.S. anymore, I'm sure you're seeing it. It's disappointing. We didn't have to get to this stage.
You mentioned, Mike, that you're already beginning to see some job reduction over there based on the tariffs.
Yes. I can't go into detail at this point, but it appears directly linked to the tariffs. You've got the big plants, auto plants shutting down, and they're huge employers, and they're well-paid employees. So shutting even in a place like Windsor, and I'll be talking to the mayor of Windsor and some other mayors late today. We do a tariff call every Thursday. We've been doing this now for about 8 to 10 weeks, and I'll be talking to him. But in his community, it's the ball game. The whole ball game is the auto sector and the suppliers. So this, you know, and Windsor's been growing and growing, and now, and Sarnia's been growing, and we've got more industry and all that. You can see that being stifled. So that's the frustration. That's the anger that's there right now, trying to figure out why is this happening to us. And it looks like we're being pushed into a worldwide recession. So even if we escaped it as Canadians, and even the U.S. as the instrument of this, we're both going to feel it big time. A worldwide recession is the last thing we need right now on this, well, on this globe.
Yeah, the president says that, you know, in the long run, this is going to benefit Americans. But in the short term, and I don't know how short he means by short term, it can be very painful, can't it?
It will be. And, you know, there's some pain that some people absorb in the U.S. I understand that. I've also said here publicly on a lot of national shows, Canadians need to be prepared. This is just the beginning of the pain. And are they willing to, you know, stand up and stay together, which they have been doing, as we go through the job losses? And when you go through job losses, anyone that's been through them, everyone's scapegoating and finger-pointing. In this case, going back to what Premier Ford said, I think it's going to be really difficult to restore the trust and the relationship down the road. And again, we can't predict anything right now. I've already told City and County Council that I'll probably be bringing motions in the fall to reopen our budgets and cut our spending again because of the problem that we're going to have with businesses, employment, and just cash flow to us from taxes.
And yet we still see a lot of truck traffic on the Blue Water Bridge. It doesn't seem to be slowing down much.
No, Paul, that's interesting. I had a film crew from CBC with me yesterday and went down to the bridge because it's the most natural shot. And for the last month or so, it used to be Wednesday was the big day, you know, the hump day that the bridge would be jammed. Now it's every day. And some of that, we believe, was tariff traffic trying to get across the bridge and get their product over there. And also, I found out from the Motor Bridge late last year, we are now number one. Sarnia Point Edward and Port Huron is the number one commercial truck crossing. It used to be Windsor. Variety of reasons, it isn't, but they've switched up here. And that's why Port Huron and Sarnia are seeing a lot more trucks on the highway, clogging the bridge. The car traffic's way down, but the truck traffic is way up.
Interesting to see moving forward if that continues to be the case. Interesting times, Mayor. I appreciate your time with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.